Good morning. Our second reading is from Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have commanded of you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. When I first came to college, I had the notion that I wanted to find an on-campus ministry. But I didn't have as strong of roots in my faith as I thought I did when I left TPC. I felt like my faith was me standing on loose gravel, strong in one direction when I stepped, unbalanced and scary in the other. I quickly fell into a group of girls who I could tell cared about me, but it was superficial, not deep relationship. We partied together, we drank together, but when it came to real life together, their friendship always left me wanting something more. Something was missing. The more I partied freshman year, the farther I strayed from God, crediting a lot of my struggles to the confusion I faced in my faith in high school. And when my grandfather passed away my freshman year, that was the final straw. I put God in a tiny little box, and I threw him to the back of my corner of my brain, to the forgotten section, where I thought he could no longer hurt me. But God, like he does, had other plans, and his plans were way better than mine. He let me stumble and fall because he was the one who gave me the chance to pick myself back up again, to brush myself off. He started healing my wounds and embraced me with open arms, even though I had run away. And he started with this pretty awesome girl named Blair, who cared enough to constantly ask me if I wanted to come to her campus ministry every week. Coming back to faith wasn't easy, and neither was pursuing that faith on a college campus. Along with pursuing Jesus again and trying to find my footing, I had to become comfortable with explaining to people that I was going to a Bible study on Tuesday nights or to my campus ministry on Thursday nights instead of going out and partying like I had done in the past. My first two instances with my college ministry crew were very strange. The first night was family night, and I realized that this was a kind of ministry that was different than anything I'd ever experienced before. The second week of me going was the senior send-off, to send off a group of seniors who had been serving and part of the ministry for the past few years. I watched as a huge group of people, most of whom I didn't know, stand up and say where they were doing post-graduation, whether it was a job, some were getting married to one another even. But those who stuck out to me the most were the ones that were walking by faith. They could have blamed not getting a job or getting into grad school on a number of reasons, but instead they saw it as an opportunity to seek God when their life plan wasn't working out, because ultimately we know that God's plan is a better plan and only real plan for our lives. But it was really the people in the ministry that got to me. That final night of crew, when everyone was wrapping up for the year, I was still pursued and valued as a new freshman by a woman named Rebecca. Rebecca made sure that I would come back in the fall by consistently texting me throughout the summer and sending me Bible verses and reminders to pursue my own relationship with God. I opened my Bible that I had bought myself in 2013 for the first time in a really long time because I wanted to tackle the doubt that I had pent up about God. I really thought to myself, I want answers. I want to know this God that everyone has been telling me is so great, because my view right now is struggling and I don't understand. So that's what I did. I started to read, and what I learned is that there is a good and powerful God who loves me a lot, despite all the crazy things that life throws at you. And it was there that I began to understand the message of the gospel. The power in the fact that God sent his one and only Son to humble himself as a human, to die on a cross for our sins, so that we could have a relationship with God. Nobody had ever explained that to me before. The crazy in my life didn't stop when I started to understand the true power of the gospel. The summer leading into sophomore year, my roommate's boyfriend, who was also a friend of mine, passed away in a car accident. Previously, that is something that would have sent me running from God. I had no idea how to handle a situation like that. But what was different this time is that I had God. the most powerful being in the universe to turn to this time. And it was astounding how much difference that made in grieving and processing, but also helping me be there for my roommate to grieve and process. Coming back to the fall for my sophomore year, I had a new desire for God. I still had a lot of doubts, but I was willing to work through them this time instead of ignoring them and shoving them aside. And the people I met my freshman year in crew began becoming a bigger part of my life and a bigger part of my story. These friends were different than the girls that I associated myself with freshman year. They were still some crazy college kids, but they were college kids rooting in something stronger than friendship, because at the center of all their friendships was God. They pushed one another to pursue God, to ask hard questions, to read God's word. This was something I had rarely ever experienced before, and I loved it. They welcomed me with open arms and helped guide me along my walk with God. I have rarely experienced guy and girl friendships like I have with them, but I would not be standing where I am today if it weren't for the friends I had now. Having a campus ministry and a solid group of friends who cared about me changed my perspective on college. I no longer searched for my identity in partying and drinking. Sure, I still did it, but it wasn't my sole purpose anymore. I began to become more confident in my faith, no longer shying away from saying where I was truly going, instead excitedly expressing that I was going to my Bible study or saying that I was going to crew on a Thursday night. The biggest testament so far has been this past summer. I could feel that all that God was pushing something in my heart. I had been sharing my faith and pursuing my faith like never before, and I wanted more. And one day I stumbled upon an old bookmark in 2013 that quoted Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It was from my second mission trip, my first mission trip with an organization called Next Step Ministries. In that instance, I remembered a promise I had made to myself 5 years earlier. I had promised that as soon as I was eligible in college, I was going to serve on a Next Step summer mission. Thinking about myself from all those years ago, compared to the person who I was standing outside of Oakland Hall at UMD after one of my Bible studies, I felt like a radically different person. But thinking about it, the passion for Christ was the same that I had felt when I first accepted Jesus back in 2013. God never stops pursuing us, even when we stop pursuing him. And this was my chance to walk by faith, to truly show my trust in God. Trust is hard, and trusting God can be even harder, but man, is it worth it. It was late February when this happened, and I thought to myself, there's no way I could still get a position. But regardless, I felt that this is what I wanted my summer to look like, serving God with my whole heart. I prayed and I applied, and before I knew it, I had an email welcoming me to Next Steps team to serve on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota all summer long. Initially, I was insanely excited, but the more I thought about it, the more I let the doubt creep in. Who was I, barely a girl who had been serious in her faith for a year, thinking that she could go share her faith with thousands of strangers for an entire summer? I had gone sharing with crew before, publicly declaring my faith through conversations with random strangers I had met in our student union or during my classes, but did this mean I was truly walking by faith? I didn't think I was ready. But what I realized, though, through a lot of prayer and talking it through with Rebecca, was that walking by faith and sharing your faith is not strictly through words. Though words are mainly what we are called to share the gospel with, we can also share our faith through actions. And that's what Next Step was all about. It was there to do relational and construction ministry, words and action-based ministry. Sharing our faith was no longer 2D to me, it gained dimension. So I put my faith in God and I accepted the offer. On May 21st, I left Maryland for South Dakota and experienced one of the most beautiful and humbling summers of my life. I cannot begin to explain the impact that summer had on my life, because truthfully, I still don't have the words. But I can explain a little bit about what God has done. He showed me how to love and how to share my faith through intentional relationships. The ways that worked on a college campus were not the same that worked on the reservation with the Lakota people. To the people, we were outsiders. We had to build relationships before we had the chance to share Jesus with gentleness and respect. Watching and experiencing the growth between us and the Lakota was humbling. While other members of my staff team got moved around each week for the new groups of students, I was lucky enough to spend my entire summer on the same work site. I got to watch God work through me to share the gospel with my homeowners over the 8 weeks I was at their home. But it wasn't always me directly talking about my faith. It was intermittent with interacting with Ron about how he wanted a specific gutter to hang, asking him questions about paint colors, or sitting with Rose away from all the chaos of the construction for her to teach me how to bead bracelets and talk about life. I cherished the moments where I got to walk alongside with and simply live life alongside Rose, sharing stories about life and faith and being present. It was those moments I saw God the most. And throughout the summer, I really got to watch God work. Rose began to tell me that she and Ron had begun to pray every night before dinner, and that worship music was becoming more constant in their home as they began to explore God right alongside me and alongside the students. And watching Rose grow even more, to where one night, about 7 weeks in, Rose prayed for the first time for the meal for the night in front of 96 students and staff and other Lakota tribe members. God had taken a hold of her heart, and he was reckless in pursuit to show her that there was more than the hurt and pain that she had faced. From Rose, I learned that there was so much more to God than I ever thought was possible. He's infinite in power, and with that, he's infinite in love. I got to witness so many students walk through just 1 week of pursuing God without distractions, knowing full well how impactful one of those weeks could be. I also learned that sharing my faith was not just through words. It was through everything that me and my staff members did. It was through all the 5 a.m. wake-ups to make smiley face pancakes on Monday mornings for the first day of work sites. It was through late night, hour and a half rides to Rapid City to pick up materials for the next day, or weekend trips to get supplies for the next group of students coming in, and leading the students out to serve the community. It also came down to taking the time to sit down with the students' leaders and get to know them. We wanted to build relationships in Christ, and this was how we were going to further his kingdom. Coming back to campus after summer was hard. In South Dakota, I was surrounded by everyone who had a similar background and were centered on God. On Maryland's campus, that was restricted to my group of friends and my campus ministry. But what God taught me on the res, as I had grown accustomed to calling it, was that there was never an opportunity where you couldn't share your faith. Whether it was in my job, my sorority, I began to see opportunities pop up everywhere. Starting my junior fall, I began to lead a group of freshman women in Bible study. To start, I was beyond nervous. Nowhere did I feel qualified or that I would do well in sharing my faith with these girls, but all I wanted to do was try. This past year, I got to share my faith with these freshman women who came out to my group. I watched God work in the hearts of these girls, pushing them to pursue him in their own relationships. I watched as a shy group of girls who barely spoke a word in the beginning of the fall became incredibly close friends and striving to push each other towards God in the end of the spring. 3 of them are even stepping out in their own faith to lead for the upcoming school year. These girls were a cap in God showing me exactly what Matthew 28 and 1 Peter were talking about. Sharing my faith and getting excited to show everyone the love of Christ is my reason. That's why I do the things that I do. And through this, I get to share. I get to foster a relationship between God and freshmen, women, and men in my Bible study, or people that I have conversations with on a day-to-day basis. I even disciple one of the girls from my study, helping her grow in her relationship with Christ as I grow right alongside her. So I encourage you, TPC, to go outside the four walls of this church and to have Jesus be the reason behind everything that you do, because that's where you can show him best. In both your words and your actions, Jesus can be seen. So TPC, take 1 Timothy 6:16 to heart and fight the good fight of faith. Take Matthew 28 and make disciples through sharing your faith. And take 1 Peter 3:15 to have Jesus be the reason for everything that you do. Amen.